You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Sun Valley-based teacher and filmmaker Haley Stewart has kayaked many of the world's rivers. And through her travels, she has seen firsthand some of the issues brought on by what is called mega hydro development. Critics say that these types of dams could have a catastrophic impact on the biodiversity of certain regions. Last summer, she and an international group of female kayakers traveled to Bolivia to document the natural habitat and the people that live in the Medidi National Park. Now, that experience inspired Stewart to make a documentary called Still River, Silent Jungle. The film is set to be finished later on this year. Haley Stewart is joining me live in studio to talk more about her experience as well as the film. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So first, Haley, talk to me about how you got into kayaking. You were in high school, correct?
Correct. Yes. So I started kayaking when I was 16, and I'd grown up, I'd gone to public school in New York my whole life, and then my cousin told me about this high school, kayaking high school called New River Academy, which recently merged with World Class Academy, but it's a kayaking high school that travels around and goes to different rivers, and you're often camping or staying in hostels, but you're whitewater kayaking the whole time. You have your classes during the day, and then just like you'd have an afternoon sport, you go whitewater kayaking.
So because you like the sport so much, you continued, of course, you go to college, and you spend time in Chile and Bolivia, right?
Correct.
And is this where you started seeing the hydropower issues that you've talked about?
Yeah, absolutely. It actually started in high school, where I started to notice that everywhere we went, there were dam proposals or dams that had been built, or, you know, all of these conflicts. But then in college, when I went to study in Bolivia for a semester in 2014, each student had to do an independent study project that was 1 month long. And I decided to do one on a different dam proposal in Bolivia called Cachuela Esperanza. And same river, Beni River, but further downstream.
Further downstream, so different dam.
Yeah, exactly.
So then, there are, as we know, there are critics and there are proponents of dams like this. And you even said in an article that I read that not all dams are bad. So talk to me about that. What is the difference that you saw, I mean, physically being on those rivers?
Mm-hmm. Well, so when you talk about mega hydroelectric development, a key word is mega.
Mm.
And so when you're cutting off an entire river, changing the whole ecosystem, the whole geography, the whole hydrology of that river, you're really playing with factors that are tricky to quantify, especially when you think that river is carved through those mountains for thousands or millions of years. And then all of a sudden you're changing it, altering it completely in order to produce energy for 50, 80 years.
Mm.
So,
and then what it's doing too is there are people, there are communities that live in these areas, and how are they impacted by these mega hydropower dams?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think in places like in the case of Bolivia, the communities are going to be relocated from their territory. And this is their constitutional territory. So Bolivia is split into 36 ethnic groups or nations.
Mm-hmm.
And so this dam would relocate six of those 36 nations within Bolivia. So that's why it's called a plurinational state, so of Bolivia. So these communities would be flooded out of their land, and these are the communities that have relied on the rivers for hundreds or thousands of years. So for them, it's a huge, huge impact. But you're also talking about the people below the dams.
Mm-hmm.
So the Beni River is the headwaters of the Amazon. So it's one of the biggest tributaries of the Amazon. And so if that dam isn't built properly, or if there, as there have historically been, record floods, it could be catastrophic for the people who live downstream.
I'm speaking with filmmaker Haley Stewart about her film Stillwater, Silent Jungle. So let's talk about the actual film, because take me to that process of all of a sudden realizing we need to document this.
Yeah. Well, it was a crazy process, because So like I told you, I studied in Bolivia, and then after that, I kept in touch with my mentors and advisors from that time, and I said, well, what's going on with the dam proposal that I was studying? And they said, well, you know, that's kind of been off to the side, but now the government is really investing in this other project, which is far worse, and is going to be flooding two national parks, protected national parks, Pilon Lajas and Madidi National Park, which Madidi was recently declared the most biodiverse region in the world.
On the entire planet.
And there's still so many species of flora and fauna that they haven't yet discovered. And medicines and technology, you know, this could be flooded. And so talking to my mentors and then getting in touch with other people who are involved in the campaign and in resisting, especially Ruth Alipez Kuki, who is an Uchupiamona woman there, and who is also the face of the campaign. But she is probably one of the most inspirational women you'll ever meet. And so talking with her and realizing that nobody really knows about this project. It's one of, if not the biggest project in Latin America being proposed right now.
Yeah, we probably haven't heard about it here in the U.S. that much.
Exactly. Yeah, nobody knows about it, and that's because the government and the companies give out very little information about the project, even to the people who are going to be impacted.
So you have gone down to Bolivia. You have the film in the works. Where are you at in this process? Because you told me you've even had to push the date out because it's such a big issue.
Exactly. So originally we wanted to have the film done by now or by March. Mm-hmm. But realizing, you know, I've gone back since our original production and have done a little bit more filming back in November. And realizing that this is a big story, we want to do it justice, we want to do it well, and it's complex. And so the new plan is to get the trailer done by May, and then from there, bring on a bigger production company. Because as of now, up till this point, it's been independent. And just, it's been a product of love and support and crowdfunding and, gear companies helping us. So that's what we want to do is bring on more people and really do it well.
And where are they in the process of potentially building these dams?
Good question. So they've just established the final design and are trying to basically sell the project and give it a good price. But they haven't taken a lot of things into consideration. They haven't taken into consideration where the people are going to go, who are going to be relocated. Because remember, it's 36 nations. All the territories in Bolivia have been parceled out. So if you remove six nations, where are they
going to
go?
Where they go? You can't necessarily go put them somewhere. Okay.
They also haven't considered or budgeted out the transmission lines that will be necessary to bring the energy, because the nearest potential buyer, which would be Brazil, is about 1,000 miles away. So that could be another $7 billion that they haven't taken into account.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking to me about this. The Sun Valley filmmaker Haley Stewart has been my guest. We've been talking about your documentary, Still in the Works, Still Water, Silent Jungle. Haley, thanks for coming in and talking to us about this.
Thank you so much, Gemma.